We knew coming up here that we were in for one hell of a battle with Armagh, like, and, you know, we prepared well for it. And, you know, looking back at that game there, we were well in it, you know, against Armagh, like, you know, and just, I don't know, I think a couple of wrong decisions and a couple of goal chances that we missed, you know, and we could have turned that game around in his head very quick, you know, and we could have came home with a victory.
Recovered from a slow start. They went 5-1 up after, what, 10 to 15 minutes or so?
That's right, you know, we were playing with the wind and Armagh seemed to get the lucky breaks, you know, and put the scores over, like, you know, where we couldn't do that. But, you know, once we got our feet in the ground, you know, we knuckled down and we closed down their options, like, you know, we made it very, very hard for them, you know, and, you know, we started peg back. And
yeah, and Bernard's goal was a crucial score.
It was. And, you know, we had a couple of goal chances there in that first half, you know, and if we'd have taken them, I think we'd have really put our man on the back foot, like, you know. So, but look, as I said, we're coming up in this division and it's a learning curve for us, you know, and we know, like, that we're not very far off the pace. And, you know, once we regroup and we're back to full strength, like, you know, come the end of the league, you know, we'll be there or thereabouts, you know.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, you'd be happy enough at half time, were you?
Oh, I was very happy with our performance, you know. You know, as I said, we're under strength, like, you know, and the loss of Joe Boyle, like, you know, Joe was a big loss there. And, we went down to the 14 men towards the end of the game. And I was happy, like, you know, with the performance. It was a great battling performance.
Especially because when they got their goal, they went something like, and they added two quick points as well, there's something like 8 points up. It really looked as if we were in big bother then.
Well, that's something that we discussed. Like, we said, no matter how far behind where we go, like, you know, that we were going to just do our utmost best, like, to get back into the game, like, and we've done that, you know. And, you know, you just can't fault these boys. Brilliant performance today.
And the second goal from Lee Henderson was a super move, started with Brendan Tourish back here in his own cornerback position.
That's right, you know, and Lee just produced a wee bit of wizardry, you know. You'd think he was juggling the ball in the finish up, like, but I don't know how he managed to get his strike in, like, and it was a great individual goal, like, and, you know, we all know Lee's a tremendous player, and, you know, if he gets the right ball, he'll do damage.
Yeah, and obviously he knew the 1-7, and obviously Bernard Lafferty got the goal, and we also had goals from Ronan McDermott with a big game in the middle of the field, and Keane Matheson as well, and they always get the plaudits, but I thought the real heroes this afternoon were in defence, especially in the first half when you're under the cosh.
Oh, that full back line was just outstanding, you know, like, I think that was the best game I've ever seen Marty McGrath play, like, you know. Marty put his head and body on the line for every ball, and he made a couple of vital interceptions, you know, and young Mark Callaghan and Brendan Tourish, like, they're probably the two the smallest men on the pitch, like, but they put in a massive, massive effort, you know, and, you know, they were just outstanding.
Yeah, and especially because Armagh had you at the physical stakes, hadn't they? They were a bit stronger.
Oh, right? They were big, strong fellas, like, you know, but, you know, I think we're a summer team, like, you know, we like to run at teams and they don't like that, you know, but look, we're getting there, you know, we're getting there.
Obviously, two defeats is never easy to take. What's the morale like in the dressing room?
No, morale is good enough. You know, we're happy enough with the performance. Like, you know, it's just, you know, it's disappointing. You know, we were sure, like, you know, out of these two games that we could have taken a couple of points, you know, and looking back at both games, we could have taken both games. But, you know, as I keep saying, hurling is a funny game, like, you know, and it's all on the day. And if you don't perform, you're not going to win. And we just didn't perform to our full potential.